हरे कृष्ण माता जी, बातें मत कीजिए अंदर, प्लीज गो आउटसाइड।
जनादपि सुनि चैना चरार इवा सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनिया सदा हरि। हरे नाम हरे नाम इव केवलम्, कदाओ नास्त्येव 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 गतिर अन्यथा। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, जय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Today I am going to speak on a particular section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Last night I was at a nice program and the host wanted me to give a synopsis of the Ras Lila, which appears as 5 chapters in the 10th canto. But since it was a summary, I was not able to go into much depth. So today, I'm going to take a particular section. This is a conversation between the gopis and Bhagavan Sri Krishna. At this point, Krishna has played his flute on the full night of the Sharad season, known as Sharad Purnima, the most beautiful night of the year in India. The gopis immediately stopped whatever they were doing. Didn't matter. They ran to the spot of the sound vibration of Krishna's flute. It did not matter. They were taking care of children, serving husbands, eating, getting dressed. Whatever they were doing, everything stopped and they ran. When they assembled, Krishna played with them, saying, "Why have you come? You have now seen the beautiful Vrindavan forest. You should go home. Your husbands, your children, your fathers, your brothers, they're expecting you. You have service to do." The gopis, of course, were very broken-hearted because they had been waiting for this night. A year prior, the young gopis had worshipped goddess Katyayini in the beginning of the winter season. Every morning they would take bath in the Yamuna River and worship goddess Katyayini, another form of goddess Durga. And each of them secretly, without letting the others know, each of them prayed, "O goddess, please arrange our marriage to Krishna." During that month, Krishna appeared to them and he humiliated them, embarrassed them. But he told them, "I know your desire, and in the future, I will fulfill your desire." That fulfillment was this night, 1 year later, the night of the Sharad Purnima. But here Krishna is telling them, "Go home." So the gopis expressed their reluctance. And they actually defeated Krishna in argument. So Krishna began to dally with them. And as Krishna was with the gopis became proud. And when Krishna saw that the gopis had become proud, he disappeared. When he disappeared, he went with one gopi deep into the forest. The other gopis then said, "That gopi who Krishna has left us but has gone with her, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us." That gopi was Srimati Radharani. And there that name Radha comes from. The one who worships Krishna the best. That is the meaning of Radha. Would you like to all pronounce those two syllables? One who has worshipped Krishna the best. That's what the gopis say. The gopis then proceeded to search for Krishna. And they were at this point mad. They were talking to the trees, the bushes, the deer, and simply questioning, "Have you seen Krishna? Do you know where Krishna?" They even prayed to Tulsi. When Radharani went with Krishna, Krishna made a nice garland crown for Radharani. But she too became proud. And at one point she said to Krishna, "I cannot go any further. You'll have to carry me." And Krishna said, "Okay, get on my shoulder." And as soon as Radharani attempted to get on Krishna's shoulder, he disappeared. And she too realized, "Oh, I have become proud." Gradually, she met the other gopis. And they met on the bank of the Yamuna, and they sang their famous Gopi Gita. Different gopis were singing, crying out to Krishna. The essence of their prayer was that, "Krishna, you please return to us." At one point they said, "You are killing us. We are so much attached to you. If you don't return, you're going to be responsible for the killing of women, and that's a big sin." So the gopis were praying. The gopis did not know that Krishna was watching everything. He was invisible to them, but he was seeing everything. And when he saw that, despite the fact that he had left them, had broken their hearts, they still remained attached to him. That is a significant point. It is the same point that Lord Chaitanya makes in his final Shikshashtakam prayer. Ashlishyava pararatang pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam kurotuva yata tata va vididha tulam pato mat prananatastu sa eva naparaha. This prayer is exactly the mood of the gopis of that Gopi Gita. The Gopi Gita is considered the topmost chapter of all of Srimad Bhagavatam. 335 chapters, that chapter, very small, I think only 19 shlokas, but that is considered the crown jewel of all the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Lord Chaitanya's prayer says, my Lord, you may embrace me, and by so doing, I feel happiness. Or you may leave me, and thus I become brokenhearted, but still you are my Lord unconditionally. That is significant. Not that I will worship God because he gives me this. But when he doesn't fulfill my desires, then I'll worship some other god. That's not bhakti. At least that's not the bhakti expressed by the gopis and Lord Chaitanya. Unconditional. Whether you make me happy or you break my heart, still I worship you, still I love you, still I will serve you. Unconditional. So when Krishna saw, remember, he's keeping himself hidden, but he's watching everything. Krishna saw they're so attached to me. By that strong attachment, Krishna reappeared. And when he reappeared, he was most splendidly beautiful when he reappeared. So when he reappeared, there is a nice conversation. And that's what I'd like to read to you. If you're ready to proceed, please raise your hand and repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Sri Gopyu Chu Bhajato Nubhajan Yeka Eke Etad Viparyayam Nobayangsha Bhajan Yeka Etan Nobruhi Sadubo. The Gopi said, dear Krishna, some people reciprocate the affection only of those who are affectionate toward them. Others show affection even to those who are indifferent or even inimical. And yet others will not show affection toward anyone. Dear Krishna, please properly explain this matter to us. So the gopis are saying there's three kinds of lovers. Some, you love me, I love you. Others, whether the other party reciprocates, they still give love. And the third, callous. Even if somebody shows affection to them, nothing changes. Let's see what Krishna says to the gopis. And quite interestingly, as I was studying this today for the 100th time throughout my life, what does Vyasadeva write? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He doesn't say Krishna. That is significant. He wants to impress upon us, don't think that this is just some ordinary boy and girl having a love exchange. Sri Bhagavan, God is now going to speak. Just like in a court of law, when the judge speaks, everybody's ears perk up because that's it. Final decision. The judge is speaking. Krishna is the judge of all judges. So Sri Bhagavan Uvacha is important. So what does Bhagavan Krishna say? He says, so-called friends who show affection for each other only to benefit themselves are actually selfish. They have no true friendship, nor are they following the true principles of religion. Indeed, if they did not expect benefit for themselves, they would not reciprocate. When my spiritual master Prabhupada discusses this in his Krishna book, at this point he says, this kind of person, it's business. I will show affection for you, but I want something back. Oh, you don't give me back? Bye-bye. You're not my friend anymore. So Prabhupada says that's business relationship. Bhagavan continues. Bhajanti abhajato yeva karuna pitarau yatha dharmo nirapavadotra sauridang chasa madhyama. That two words in this verse, sumadhyama. These gopis are the most beautiful women of the whole universe. This word, sumadhyama, the middle portion, slender, not like me. Middle portion, fat. But gopis, sumadhyama. That is the standard of beauty for women. Middle section, slender. These gopis are the most beautiful women of all the creation. There is a verse in the Puranas that says, the way Radharani dresses, Parvati and all the demigoddesses learn the art of dressing from Srimati Radharani. She has 25 transcendental qualities, one of which, expert dresser. Makes sense. Who is she dressing for? Radharani is dressing not for you and me. She is dressing for Krishna. Therefore, she has to be the topmost dresser. No jeans. Okay? No. So let's see what Bhagavan said. And sauridang, the other important word, sauridang. We learned this word from Bhagavad Gita, suhrit. There are different kinds of friends, different levels of, but the best kind of friend, suhrit, as Krishna will explain. My dear slender-waisted gopis, some people are genuinely merciful or, like parents, naturally affectionate. I don't see any children here. They need to hear this. So you can tell your children you heard Bhagavan say, parents are naturally affectionate. Last night when I was commenting on this, there were many children in the room. So I told all those children, your parents, they are your best friends. Not your school friends, your parents. So here Krishna is saying, some people are genuinely merciful or like parents, naturally affectionate. Such persons who devotedly serve even those who fail to reciprocate with them are following the true faultless path of religion. And they are true well-wishers. That's the meaning of surit. Your best friend is that person who has your interest at heart. Now, I don't know. Ask yourself, how many friends do I have like that, who only have my interest? I would dare to say, if you have one such friend, you're doing good. If you have more than one, you are blessed. Because it is very hard in this Kali Yuga, especially, to find someone who is your well-wisher. Very, very rare. If you have such a person, don't lose them. They're worth gold, more than gold. Platinum, more than platinum. Don't lose, don't offend, don't lose that well-wisher. So Krishna here is glorifying the guardians, the well-wishers, the parents. You all have experience with your own children. When they were sick, you stayed up and took care of them. Whenever they needed something, mommy, mommy, right? You were there for your children, and perhaps even now that they're married and have children of their own, you're still helping them. Am I right? Am I right? Didn't you go to India last year for your daughter? Because why? You are exactly what Krishna is saying here. Always well-wisher. And you're not thinking, oh, what should I get? Will she give me that? No. You went simply to help her. Yes. So that's why Krishna says, they are following the true, faultless path of religion. Bhagavan continues, Bhajatopi navai kechid, bhajantya bhajata kuta, atmaramahi aptakama, akritagya guru druha. Now this verse compares two people. Key words, atmarama, aptakama. These two words describe Bhagavan himself. Atmarama means God does not need anyone's help or love or affection. Why? Self-satisfied. Atmaram. And aptakama means if he has a desire, automatically it's fulfilled. Wouldn't you love that, huh? When you have a desire, when I have a desire to work hard, spend money, maybe you get what you want. Krishna is different. He thinks it, boom, it appears. You can't do that. That's why you're not God. If you were God, and anyone who says, I'm God, that's the test. Oh, you're God? You're claiming to be God? So, manifest this right now. Boom. That's why Krishna is God. And all these others are hocus pocus, bogus. They're not God. This is God. Krishna thinks it, it manifests. Like the story of Ekadashi. I've told this story. Maybe you don't know. Narayan was fighting one demon. Might have been Shankachuda. There have been many Shankachudas. So Narayan was fighting this demon, and Narayan got tired, so he went to sleep. So the demon was like, what? So he didn't want to, because if you're a warrior, you don't kill somebody who's asleep unless you're Ashwatthama, rascal. You all know what Ashwatthama did, right? So this demon did not want to kill Narayan while he was asleep. So he was waiting. And when Narayan would wake up, he would continue. While he's waiting, out of the sleeping body of Narayan comes a woman. She kills the demon. And then she waits there for Narayan to wake up. And when Narayan wakes up, he sees the dead demon. And he goes, oh. And she goes, yes. I came out of your body, I killed the demon for you. What benediction you want? Ekadashi is all because of her. What did she say? 2 days of the month, everybody must fast from grains and beans. Anyone who eats grains and beans on the codicil, papa. You eat grains on the codicil, you're eating sin. That's why you don't eat grains and beans on the codicil. Even if it's offered to Vishnu, you wait the next day. It's all because of this girl who came out of Narayan's body. That was the benediction she wanted. And her 2 days, they're called the day of Lord Hari. So I'm illustrating that Narayan Krishna simply has to desire something, it manifests. I could give more examples. One more. There is a form of Krishna known as Naranarayan. And he's always doing severe penances. So Indra, when he sees somebody doing severe austerities, he becomes nervous. Because he thinks, oh, they're going to take my post. So Indra sent Cupid. Cupid, you go down there and get Naranarayan to break his vows. So Cupid came and created a celestial atmosphere, and there were apsaras, and Naranarayan said, oh. So Naranarayan, from his body, produced even more beautiful women. And Naranarayan said, take which one you ever want. Take her with you to the heavenly plant. So, who did they pick? Urvashi. Urvashi came out of the mind or the body of Naranarayan. And she went. And you know about Urvashi from Mahabharata or in Bhagavatam. Two examples to show what God can do. You want something? Boom. If you had that, you wouldn't have to go to work. Huh? You could expand yourself like Krishna did in the Rasa dance. There were thousands of gopis, so Krishna expanded himself so that each gopi could dance with him. If you could expand yourself, one could stay home and watch cricket, the other one could go to work. One, you could, ladies, you could expand yourself. All right, you do the housework, you do the shopping, I'll expand, but I'll stay home and get a mani-pedi. But we can't do that. That's God. So what does this verse say? Krishna then says, there are those individuals who are spiritually self-satisfied or materially fulfilled or by nature ungrateful or simply envious of superiors. Such persons will not love even those who love them. What to speak of those who are inimical. So, two kinds of people here, they're not interested in love. Why? They're either spiritually self-satisfied or materially fulfilled. So, they're not interested, they don't care about loving affection from others. But this last one, ungrateful or simply envious of superiors, Duryodhan. He is a classic. Duryodhan was such a character. So many times they gave him good advice. I don't care for your advice. Saw his father, his uncle, great rishis, spoke to Duryodhan. Still, he didn't care. Ungrateful. Envious of superiors. Krishna now continues to answer the gopi's question. Nahang tu sakyo bhajato bijantun bhajam yami shamanu vritti vrittaye yatadhamo labda dhane vanashte tachchindayanyan nibrito naveda. Now this verse, every one of us should listen very carefully. This verse, for some of you, is going to be very, very surprising. Listen to what Krishna says. But the reason I do not immediately reciprocate the affection of living beings, even when they worship me, is that I want to intensify their loving devotion. So here Krishna is revealing, you may worship him, but he's telling you right now, I don't immediately reciprocate. This is one reason why worshipers of Krishna are less. Because people in general want immediate results. They can get that from worshiping other gods, other devas. Ashutosh, am I right? Meaning of Ashutosh, quickly satisfied. Krishna's not. He's telling you right here, I do not immediately reciprocate, but he's giving a reason. I want to intensify their loving devotion. He goes on. They then become like a poor man who has gained some wealth and then loses it, and who becomes so anxious about it that he can think of nothing else. Here's an example. I'll give you an example. The young boy Narada. This is described in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 5-year-old boy. Before his mother died, he learned from devotees how to do meditation in bhakti yoga. When his mother died from a snake bite, the 5-year-old boy went wandering and he reached a banyan tree. And there he began to practice what these devotees had taught him. And Lord Narayan appeared to him in person. And Narada explains, when Narayan appeared to me in person, all the limbs of my body were separately enlivened. All his limbs. And he said, he was telling this to his disciple Vyasadeva, I did not feel any difference between us. We felt oneness. We felt that we were together. No barrier. But then Narayan disappeared. Just like he's going to close the curtains. So temporarily, Krishna and Radha is going to disappear. Sri Sri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki. So the young boy said, oh, okay, I'll just meditate again. So he did it. But Narayan didn't appear. And he tried, and he tried, and he tried. Because it's not a mechanical process. You go to the ATM, put in your card, take out your money, right? God is not a machine. So although he tried and tried and tried and tried, so finally he didn't reveal himself, but he spoke. And what did he say to the boy?
Narad.
In this life, you are not going to see me again. You will want to see me. You'll hanker for me, but you're not going to see me. I'm doing this because by your hankering, you will get purified. So the young boy spent the rest of his life simply searching, where is that form that I was so attracted? When he gave up his body, it was the time for the new creation. He came out of the body of Lord Brahma as the great sage Narada, which is depicted in Hindi movies, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. That's the movies. You all know, I've seen it, so I know what I'm talking about. So Narada's body is spiritual. He can fly at will. He can go to Indra, heaven. He can go to hell. He can go to the kingdom of God. He does not need a visa passport. He can travel freely. And Krishna gave him an instrument. And that instrument, when he strokes the string, what does it say? Radhika Ramana. That's the sound of the instrument. Like you hear on my computer, there's a tambura sound. But Narada's tambura plays Radhika Ramana. So he's always in love of God. But the idea, Krishna is saying, I don't immediately reciprocate so that you will hanker for me, and that will purify you. Evang mad atharjita loka veda svanam hivo mayunavrittaye bala. Maya parokshang bhajata tirohitang masuyutang marhata tat priyang priya. Krishna continues speaking to the gopis, my dear girls, understanding that simply for my sake you had rejected the authority of worldly opinion, rejected the Vedas, your relatives. That's what the gopis did. They left. They ran to the site. So they are guilty of all this. The authority of worldly opinion, of the Vedas, their relatives. Yes, they are guilty. I acted as I did only to increase your attachment to me. That's why Krishna left the gopis and Radharani, only to increase their attachment by suddenly disappearing. But I never stopped loving you. Therefore, my beloved gopis, please do not harbor any bad feelings toward me, for I am your beloved. So here Krishna is trying to soothe, because the gopis were a little heartbroken that Krishna had left. Now he's explaining why he had left. And he also says, but even though I kept myself hidden, I did not stop loving you. And the gopis also, as I already said, they didn't stop loving Krishna. That's love. That's love. There's no break. No break. No matter what happens, no break. They may be same with in a few days, within 8-10 days, we will study Ramayana, right? Ram Navami. Same thing. When Ram and Sita were separated, did they stop loving each other? Huh? No. And my spiritual master says, when Sita was stolen, Ram could have immediately manifested a million new Sitas. He could have said, what's one Sita? I'll manifest a million. No. He executed the duties of a proper husband. So while Sita is in the Ashoka Grove, and the Rakshasis are taunting her. Does she stop loving Ram? No. And Ravana is threatening, if you don't surrender to me, I'm going to have you cut up and you will become my breakfast. Does she give up her affection for Ram? No. And similarly, Ram goes through the whole ordeal, getting the army of monkeys and going and conquering Ravan just to be reunited with Sita. The love of Sita and Ram can never break. Even when Ram banishes Sita, right, after, still that love and affection does not break. That is love. Love means no break. Doesn't matter. Physical proximity doesn't matter. The love doesn't break. Here is the final verse that Krishna says to the gopis. After this verse, the rasa dance begins. So this verse is very instructive because it ties in with Bhagavad Gita. But I only have 3 minutes, so I gotta go fast. Napare hung niravadya sang yujang swasado krityang vibhuda yushapiva yama bhajan durjargeha shrinkala sangvishchadva pratiyatu saduna. Now listen to what Krishna says. I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Those of you who know Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 11. Ye yatam mang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. That verse Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate. That is the meaning of that verse. What is Krishna saying here? I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. So for the gopis, there is no Bhagavad Gita 4.11. Doesn't exist. Because Krishna is saying, I can't reciprocate. And he says, not only that, even within a lifetime of Brahma, that's millions of earth years, Krishna is saying, I cannot repay the debt for your spotless service. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. That handles what he said previously, that they violated the Vedas, they did all these things. But Krishna is saying, your connection with me, spotless. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. He can't repay, so he's saying, your love for me, your position is so glorious, let that be the compensation. I would love to speak for another 2 hours, but I am not permitted. So we will chant one little kirtan, very small. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha.
Krishna Yadavaya
Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
On April 12th, that's a Saturday, April 12th, I will be here for the Namahat program, and I will be speaking about different topics concerning Ramayana. We start at what time, Kakanaji? 5 o'clock, so please come. I hope that I'll see you at that time, and we will hear the glories of Sita Ram, Hanuman, Lakshman. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to come here and speak for you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.